Representative Mark Green introduces bill to block critical race theory training at military service academies. By Christina Wong on May 7, 2021. Representative Mark Green, RTN, this week introduced a bill that would block critical race theory training at United States military service academies such as West Point, the Naval Academy, and other such institutions. Critical race theory is based on a massive and purposeful misunderstanding of the American founding, American history, and America as it exists today. This is a Marxist ideology created to tear American institutions down, said Green, a West Point graduate, in a statement. It went on. It teaches Americans and members of the armed services to judge one another by the color of their skin instead of by the content of their character. America should never go back to this kind of thinking. A curriculum based on critical race theory seeks to divide Americans instead of unite them. The United States military service academies are designed to train leaders and warriors for combat, men and women of every race, creed, and religion. Critical race theory's divisiveness will destroy the unit cohesion necessary to win in combat and defend this nation. A May 5, 2021, release from Green's office called Critical Race Theory a school of thought that teaches America, and every American institution, is based on a foundation of racism, instead of upon the principles of equality, justice, and freedom. The statement said. Under pressure from the Pentagon, service academies have implemented critical race theory initiatives ranging from mandatory diversity training to reading lists that include Ibram X. Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist. Some service academies have even gone as far as to add a diversity and inclusion minor. Green's bill comes after Republican colleague Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, an Army National Guard colonel and Green Beret, exposed in a letter to the superintendent that West Point cadets are being required to attend seminars on critical race theory. As Breitbart News previously reported, Waltz obtained slides from one of the seminars that were titled White Power at West Point and Racist Dog Whistles at West Point. He said another slide depicted a lecture by Dr. Carol Anderson of Emory University with the title Understanding Whiteness and White Rage. Waltz also said. Additionally, I understand that on September 24, 2020 the entire Corps of Cadets was required to report to Mitchie Stadium for your address as superintendent and to hear from a cadet Payne. In this session, an active duty female colonel described to the Corps how she became sick, woke to her white privilege, and felt guilty for the advantages of her race. Waltz's letter added, at this same assembly, white police officers were described as murderers with no context or court documents provided to corroborate the anecdotes of police brutality. While this session may have been well intended to invoke awareness and understanding, I'm hearing forcefully that this session and others like it are instead breeding insult and resentment. Waltz said these critical race theory teachings pit cadets against one another through divisive indoctrination under the pressure of wokeism. In a combat environment, where every soldier must equally share the burden of danger, I cannot think of a notion more destructive to unit cohesion and morale. He added, requesting all materials from the seminars, presentations, assemblies, and related curricula on these teachings. Read Waltz's letter here. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.